Thank you very much, Mark. Look, when we look at the Australian economy this year, it will be the worst of the slowdown. But given the challenges that the global and Australian economy have faced over the past few years, this slowdown, I think, is relatively modest and does come from a strong point. So one factor that we see weakening in 2024 is the labour market. So the labour market actually weakened through 2023. We saw the unemployment rate rise, although very modestly, and is still at very low levels. And it's likely to continue slowing over 2024. So at the end of 2023, the unemployment rate was 3.9%. We think that at the end of 2024, it'll be closer to 4.3%. Now, this is still lower than during 2010 to 2020. And when we look over the past 40, 50 years, very rare to see any unemployment rate below 4%, and for the most part, really any unemployment rate before below 5% as well. Even though the unemployment rate is still really low, though, we do think wages growth have probably around hit their peak. We think they'll slow from 4.1% growth through 2023 to around 3.5% growth through 2024. That's going to be because as the unemployment rate and underemployment rate rise, there'll be more available workers per job, and that will allow businesses to pass on smaller wage growth. The Reserve Bank has discussions with the business sector regularly, and in their latest discussions, they did hear that businesses had weaker hiring intentions and didn't expect to pass on as much wage growth. But they also heard that even though business costs are rising, businesses are having trouble passing on those costs to consumers compared to 6 months or a year ago. So we're also seeing that kind of stoppage between rising business costs and rising inflation. What this means is that in the inflation battle is making really good progress, and that we should see inflation continue to fall through this year, even if business costs continue to rise or in some aspects accelerate. We don't really expect business costs to accelerate on average, but even if they did, that lack of pass-through is going to keep inflation somewhat under control. We think that inflation will fall from 4.1% over the year of 2023 to about 3% over the year to 2024. Now, 3% is the top of the Reserve Bank's band. That assumes just one rate cut in November. But we'll also get other forms of financial easing through the year. So it's not as if everything stays the same and then there's one rate cut. We've also got the stage three tax cuts, which will help household incomes. And they're actually equivalent to around two rate cuts, just because they do give people more money in the pocket, the same way as reducing interest rates also provides people with more money. It's a different group of people, of course, because it's on income tax rather than on mortgage debt and other types of debt, but it still has a similar effect as those two rate cuts. That's also another reason we think November is the first month for an actual rate cut, because those financial conditions are easing through the year. We also think that because inflation will be lower than wage growth, will actually be repairing some of the inflation damage, seeing their paychecks go up faster than prices, which was the opposite of what happened in 2023. Not seeing too much upside risk for the Australian dollar this year. The US dollar is doing really well. What's going to keep the USD stronger is things like geopolitical concerns, which move more people to kind of that safe haven of the USD. We're also seeing that US economic data implies the economy's in solid shape. And the US Fed looks like they will pause on rate changes in the near term, which will also keep more money in US dollars, given those higher real interest rates. And then when we look elsewhere globally, I think India is a real growth opportunity now that the Chinese economy is slowing down. Not slowing down to the extent that it's going to be a huge concern for the Australian economy, but it is worth looking at other growth sectors. And we are seeing that India's recent kind of tax and other federal policies are really improving. This is helping to sustain India's recent strong economic growth and make it a little bit more resilient and sustainable than growth periods in India have been in the past. There are still some challenges around slow credit growth and restrictions on trade, but it is a country, I think, to watch in 2024 and beyond. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Adelaide. Appreciate the commentary, and good luck with your next few months as well as we continue on in the agri circuit here